Breathing, breathe through it. Are you okay?
I literally.
That was a false alarm.
So happy.
It was a dream. It's not, maybe it won't ever actually happen.
I've been so nervous all day. I've only been able to eat breakfast and a steak sandwich.
I've only eaten
every meal to fulfillment.
I've only eaten 2 eggs, 3 pieces of bacon, some milk, some coffee, some cereal. And then for lunch, I've only had.
You know what? I didn't enjoy any of it. I've been so nervous. Okay.
We almost just went on Andrew and Sean
Johnson East.
East.
I'm pretty sure he assumed her last name.
Did he take her last name?
I don't know. She's a hero.
She's a hero.
She's
to the world.
She's an American hero. Mm-hmm. Like last week.
We almost just went on their podcast.
Last week we got this email and it was just like, hi, would you
turns out it's just a scammer from India.
I know. We've lost all of our information.
Why does Sean Johnson need our bank account
number?
There's this
great email we got last week that was like, hi, Sean Johnson and Andrew East want you on their podcast. All you have to do is enter your address, date of birth, social security number, and a picture of your passport. We immediately do it.
We did all of it. They assured us that they were real.
No, that's a joke. But we really did like got this invite. First of all, the fact that someone who knows Sean and Andrew knows who we are is truly humbling. I feel like I'm accepting an Oscar. The fact that someone who knows them knows who we are is the greatest honor. And I like obviously want to be on their podcast, but also I have felt like I've been about to like crap my pants all day because the nervous levels are so high.
I did crap my pants twice.
No, you didn't.
Just kidding, but it's been really exciting. And then all of a sudden,
you never know what Dallin.
We just got an email from their assistant saying Andrew is getting his pilot's license today or something.
Living
That's
your dream.
Awesome.
Dallin's always dreamed about
Andrew
that.
Andrew out there living my dreams.
And we're like, well, I don't know. We have kids. It's a lot of time. Andrew did it. You're going to be like, Andrew, I too.
Andrew, teach me.
Am learning to be a pilot. Yeah. Based on one email from your assistant last week, I have decided to pursue that dream.
Yeah. So, no. Anyways, we're rescheduling. Maybe it'll happen next week. But either way, fun news. We're going to be on Couples Things with Sean and Andrew soon.
Usually, like, I would say, like, social interactions-wise, I'm like a 5 as far as confidence. Maybe a 4. Maybe a 3.
Well, you come off much more confident than that.
I thought you were making faces like, no, Ash, you're the worst.
You come off as much more confident and capable.
Going to parties and stuff, you think I...
And like meeting people and presenting yourself, you're pretty good at it.
I'm good at meeting strangers on the street who love me and know who I am and are like, Ashley, I love you. I have that interaction so down where I'm like, wow, thanks.
Wow.
And then it's kind of over. I can do that so well. Mm-hmm. But Sean and Andrew venture into the realm of celebrity in my mind.
She has 3.8 million followers on Instagram.
I don't even care. She was in the Olympics.
And she was an Olympic gold medalist.
And she was on Dancing with the Stars, which is
super cool.
One of the greatest shows to grace our planet.
Yeah. Andrew was in the NFL. He's got his master's from Vanderbilt.
What?
Yeah. Business, baby.
Shut up.
Yeah.
They are cool like dude. Elite versions of ourselves.
Mm-hmm. But they're so close.
No,
yeah,
like,
we're so similar.
If you know anything about me, Vanderbilt's like a cool school.
It is.
If I could go back and relive my life, I would do cool things.
Me too.
I think I was just a chicken about so much. Just like
we just rushed a lot.
No,
we
like
felt a lot of pressure
like,
to get married and start having kids.
I know. I was like, if I go to grad school, I'll never meet a husband, which is the stupidest idea.
At 24, you're all
24,
stressy.
Like,
younger than that. You were stressed leaving BYU, not married.
Well,
at what age? 22.
Very few people do that, so it puts you in a category.
That's
okay. Anyways. If you know anything about me, you know that I have subscribed to People magazine since the age of 8, and it has been my favorite book to read ever since that point. I don't subscribe anymore because I just read about it online, but my family is a celebrity-loving family. If you ask my dad, he knows everything about the Kardashians. He secretly, like, reads all about them. He's like, that Kylie Jenner, she's so cool. I'm like, Dad, yes, she is. And I have just read about both of them. They're celebrities. I've never spoken to a celebrity. One time, this is my best celebrity encounter. I was in Vegas And I was in the casino with all of my friends from college. We weren't gambling or drinking because we didn't do that kind of stuff, but we were there just soaking in the scene. Okay.
Okay.
In the distance, we hear people taking pictures, and there's like hotels and casinos. They have these like weird doorways just in random walls that lead into dance clubs. Like there's no windows. So like there's, you don't know what's coming until you're walking past it. And you're like, oh my gosh, that's a dance club. Mm-hmm. Walking into the dance club with like paparazzi.
Which casino?
I don't remember. Probably like Bellagio. Cause we went there for the chocolate.
This isn't
or Venetian.
You, right?
No, okay. It was my friends at college.
Okay.
Paparazzi lining the way. My celebrity sensors are going haywire because I know something is happening. And I walk over and climb on top of a garbage can and then on top of a slot machine. Not allowed. Broke a rule for this.
Yeah.
And it's the cast of Glee. And in the distance, I see Puck's head going into the nightclub.
Oh.
Then the garbage can fell over and I fell off of the slot machine.
Oh.
And that was my experience. Best day of my life.
Wow.
Saw him.
Cool. And one time I rode an airplane with Dennis Rodman.
He plays basketball.
Did play about. Did. I mean, he probably still does
with
somewhere.
Shaquille O'Neal.
Yeah.
Michael Jordan.
He's the dude that always had different color hair.
Yeah.
And we just saw him walking around through the airport like three or four different times carrying this big yellow duffel bag on his shoulder.
We?
Me and my brothers. And we just imagine still to this day, we it's an inside joke. We just like look off in the distance and we see Dennis Rodman walking by with his big yellow duffel bag. Because we just randomly saw him like at different points throughout our
random fantasy.
And it's just like, oh, look, there he is again just walking around with his big yellow duffel bag and green hair or something.
Yeah.
That was fun.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of any other celebrity encounters I've had.
I almost went to the Regis and Kelly show, but then they weren't there.
Hmm.
And I almost talked to Sean and Andrew, but now we're doing it another day so I can have anxiety about that forever.
Yeah.
I don't know how to talk to them because the only thing that comes to mind is like, wow, I can't believe I'm talking to you. You're so fit, beautiful.
Look at you too.
Tell me what it's like to live in Tennessee. We almost moved there.
Yeah.
There you go. We'll go to that. We need cool. to like veer quickly from Ashley's fascination with your celebrity.
They're like, okay, this is getting a little awkward, Ashley.
You know, I'm just like, so like,
how? Start it in the most awkward way possible. Sean Johnson, I have a friend who watched you in the Olympics. She's like, oh, wait, so you...
We just
your friend did. That's cool.
We have every fact about their life wrong. We're like, Andrew, what's it like being a hockey player?
Yeah, he's like, actually, I played football. We're like,
yeah, like I got on the All-Star League of my rec center team in Dawson County, Georgia one time for softball. It was a life highlight, a dream. I've never felt more like popular, cool, superior than being on the All-Star team for my rec center. And he made it to the NFL. Like the athletic, I think I just like idolize athleticism.
I think so too.
One time a boy told me I was the most athletic girl he ever met. And I was like, Wow.
Neat.
Let's get married.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ashley's been looking good. She's been working out for weeks now. What, month or two?
Like 1 month.
Month at least.
Yeah. The gym texted me and they're like, you've been here for a month. That's so great.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're like my best friends. They text me all the time and encourage me to come back and pay more.
Well, it's like after the first month, you start to notice some stuff, you know?
What have you specifically noticed, Alan?
Feeling a little stronger. Yeah.
When?
What?
What do you mean I feel stronger?
You just like are looking like you see it in your shoulders, mm-hmm. just your arm. It's just
my seps. Maybe seps.
Your seps.
I
my seps, bro.
Can successfully do a tricep thing.
Extension?
At least 10 times.
How many pounds?
5 pounds.
All right.
Which is more than no pounds, which Solid. Is where I was at.
Okay.
Yeah. See, I'm the same. Andrew
basically
played football.
Sean Johnson
Sean
status.
Won the gold medal on the beam, and I can do a tricep.
Just like, hey, Andrew, who's the scout that you can get me in contact with? I really wanted to try out for the NFL.
Like, you guys think you're cool. Listen to this. Yesterday, I did one push-up, not on my knees.
Yeah.
First time in my life.
Also, we'll just have to direct them to our latest reel that we posted on Instagram to just for a display of our athletic
We just
abilities.
Want them to be our friends. If they became our friends, we will have peaked.
That'd be so fun.
It would be the peak of our life. First thing we say to anyone, hi, Dallin and Ashley, tell me one thing about yourself.
We're friends.
Well, Sean and Andrew are our friends.
No big deal.
Yesterday on Instagram, she was dancing with Derek Huff, who is the star of any show he's ever been on. He is a shining light, and they know him. He's literally stardust fallen from the sun.
That's cool.
Derek Huff. Dallin. I don't usually talk to Dallin about my celebrity infatuations because he just thinks I'm an idiot. And then
I don't think you're an idiot.
I'm pretty sure your family will listen to it and they'll think I'm an idiot. And then it'll just be like, whoa, there's that Ashley. We knew she was a freak show.
I don't know where any of this is coming from, but I think it's fun.
You hate celebrities.
I don't hate them. I just don't have infatuations like you do.
Means you hate them.
No, I'm indifferent. Probably.
Hate. That is
hate. I have interest in celebrities sometimes. No,
you literally have never cared.
It's just like...
You
just
watch Kardashians as an act of love.
Into it doesn't mean I hate it. There's a difference.
There's so much we've never spoken of.
Let's talk about it.
I could talk for hours about Sister Wives and Kardashians. You know that guy, Zachariah Porter?
Yeah.
You
should become friends with him. How do we get him on our podcast?
I repost his stuff more than I post my own because everything he says, I'm like, is it Porter?
Portier?
Is it Porter or is that there's two. There's one who's... He's like this funny guy from Boston. And then there's one who's like talks about childhood trauma with a lot of bokeh. Love them both. Let me see. Zach, I just reposted. He just did a post about Zachariah Porter. Yeah. He just posted about making garlic bread. Yeah. It was like the best reel I've ever seen. And he's just making everything he says in that. I'm like, yes, yes.
The one that you really liked is the one where he's describing his athletic abilities.
Yeah, he's like, podcast.
He's like, whoa, 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 back up. I can't even swim. This is it.
Are you unicycled? I feel like if we can ride a bike.
No, I think you're being presumptuous there. I can't even swim. I can't even ice skate. You think I can unicycle? Work your way up. And that's too advanced for me. I'm good at laying down. I'm good at watching. I'm good at clapping. I'm good at supporting from the sidelines, okay? I'm an active listener. And I'm an active audience member. I will always ooh and ah. I will always.
That is me.
Anybody.
Always ooh and ah. I will always tell you. Can you imagine?
That's so funny. Let's get on his podcast. If we get on Sean Johnson's and Zach Porter's podcast.
Camp Counselors. Maybe, that's my favorite podcast.
Maybe we could...
I could listen to him all day. It's like my soul.
We should go on a cruise with Zach.
He did. He went on a cruise and he Instagrammed the whole thing. And I've never been so addicted to Instagram than when Zachariah Porter was on a cruise.
He's just like how he talks about with all these ladies getting in on their drama.
It's like my soul leaves my body and is like, hello, Ashley. Nice to meet you. My name is Zachariah Porter.
Yeah.
And I am your soul. That's how I feel about him. Like he's literally like me saying all the things that I've only had these ambiguous thoughts about. And he's like putting words to all of my feelings.
Let him give you the courage to just post.
We could never be friends because I would just be such a dork around him and be like, I wouldn't be able to talk. I'd be so nervous. I have so much respect for people who like see us and come up and talk to us because I have been there. I used to live in a neighborhood with like three of the people that I idolized on Instagram. And anytime they were around, I was like a statue, like staring off in the distance with my phone pointed over my shoulder, pretending like I'm FaceTiming someone. But really, I'm just watching who's behind me like a freak staring at them. And like, I would never have the courage to be like, hi, I follow you. I love you. Never.
No.
I would never do that. Zachariah Porter will never know me because I will never have the balls to do that.
Well, I'll summon some balls.
Dallin has done it before.
And I'll reach out to him
when Dallin's done it before. I've hid behind a bush, and then when he's like, "Ashley, come over here," I have to like emerge from behind a bush.
Wait, when have I done this
with the Divines?
Oh,
yeah. I was so nervous.
With Brad Divine, turns out they're just chill and nice. He's like, "Oh, hey."
I know that's the hard part when they're so normal that you feel like an idiot. Mm-hmm. You're like, you're so beautiful and normal. You're like normal, but better.
Why are you so perfect, Brad?
You're like a better version of normal.
This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
This episode is brought to you by Essentia. A better you starts with better hydration. Essentia is on a mission to inspire people to do what matters most. Their proprietary ionization process transforms water from any source into ionized alkaline water, providing water that's 99.9% pure with a pH of 9.5 or higher. Essentia overachieving H2O, the number one ionized alkaline water. Shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Intuit, the technology platform that brings financial confidence with products like TurboTax, Credit Karma, QuickBooks, and MailChimp. You might have learned the recorder in school, but probably not how to navigate the financial world. Luckily, Intuit's on a mission to help with the free Intuit for Education program. It provides students with the lessons to learn essential skills, like how to build credit, file taxes, and budget. Check out their free resources at intuit.com/education.
So we said a while back that we would still answer questions from you guys every once in a while with regards to like relationships or just whatever question you want to send in.
See, I start talking about celebrities and Dallin gets this on his...
What?
Take it right away.
Anyways.
Yeah, boring.
So anyways, we just opened up the archives from takingsideswiththedashleys@gmail.com.
Probably though, if you're listening to this, you should email our new email. We just keep making new podcasts. We can't decide.
I know.
What's the new email for this one?
ISN, HST. I should not have said that.
Oh my gosh, you did an acronym?
I said,
is that an acronym?
ISN.
Okay, what's a rhyme we can tell people?
ST. ISN, HST, podcast. That's our cheer. We came up with a cheer, remember?
To
ISN, HST, podcast.com. I should not have said that, podcast.com, but it's the acronym.
ISN.
HST. I should not have said that.
That's a terrible email. We're never going to get a letter.
I know, it's pretty bad.
We will never.
I mean, should we just tell people our normal email, hellodashleys@gmail.com?
No. I mean, that's what it is, but I don't think we want
to
mix
things.
We
get so
things.
Much crap over there that it's hard to sort it all.
I don't want to do like mixies.
Yeah.
Mix, no.
That email is 90% emails from crappy brands from China wanting to sponsor.
We don't know if they're crappy. They don't seem legit. They seem like
they just seem like very cheap products that they're trying to find YouTubers.
Well, they're always like,
talk online.
Would you like to do 3 videos about our product? We will pay you by giving you 1 fingernail polish of your choice.
And a $25 payment via PayPal.
We're like, I don't know.
Probably not. For 3 dedicated YouTube videos.
3 videos, 25 minutes long. Yeah, I don't know if we can
probably,
do that.
Probably not.
But, what color is the nail polish?
Thanks. If it's black, then maybe. All right. So here's fun email first. It was somebody saying, hey, I took the advice you gave me in your podcast and had a real talk with my boyfriend. I want to tell you that we are now engaged and we're buying a house together. Thank you so much. Anyways, that was fun.
So we're legit and everyone should come to us for advice.
Basically therapists.
This girl was having a hard time getting her boyfriend to commit and we talked to her with our it might not be true advice.
Uh-huh.
And it worked for her, and now she's engaged. Yep. So there you go.
All right. This one's from Elizabeth. Hey, Dallin and Ashley. I love listening to your podcast, and I really appreciate your insight on the topics you talked about. I've learned a lot about myself and my relationships from you guys. That being said, I found myself struggling with something that my friends can't relate to in their current relationship, and I would appreciate hearing your thoughts.
Okay.
My boyfriend and I have been together for 5 years.
That's a long time.
We lived together. We started dating when I was 19, and he's a couple years older.
They're not married.
No.
We had been married for 4 years when we were together for 5 years. 4.5.
Meaning we only dated for a few months.
Yeah.
As we've gotten older, we have, as I think most people do, become more aware of politics and are both educating ourselves more on what goes on in the world around us.
That's not
the
fun.
Issue. Boring.
No, it's just
no,
like,
good job. Good job. Good for you. This issue is we have different. The issue is we have different views on things. I lean one way politically, and he leans the complete opposite. We have opposite stances on things that are important to both of us. It's been really difficult to even talk about any type of politics or world issues without getting upset or debating. Not necessarily arguing, but it's still fun to debate with your partner regularly, in my opinion.
Right.
He also made a big part of his personality. I sometimes feel like I'm with a new person. Huh.
So I have thoughts. Is that the end of the email?
No. She says, I don't know how to navigate this. We've built a life around each other. We live life with each other. We have pets. We have the same friend group. And I feel like this is tearing us apart. I know that sounds dramatic, but it breaks my heart that my partner doesn't share the same core beliefs as I do. And I can't wait to hear your thoughts and what you think might help. Thank you so much, Elizabeth.
Okay, here's my thoughts. The only, like, Dallin and I have had this. We've had, like, different faith transitions. We lived with, I think, a bit of a different view on just like non-religious issues for a little bit. The only thing that would ever really, really just like ruffle my feathers, it would be if Dallin had different, and I'm not saying like he did, but the thing that would like be a deal breaker for me probably would be if he had differing ideas on like women than I did. Like if I was like, if you were kind of more like old school and super traditional, like women's place in the world, what women should act like, dress like, where they should be as far as like a job or like what they should, what's appropriate. Like that's the only thing that I think would be a major deal breaker for me. If I was like, well, I'm a feminist and I feel like women should be empowered and like, you know, like
some crazy expectations of each other.
Right. If you were like, get back in your place, woman, women should be doing this. Women should dress like this. Women should have this place in the home. I think that would be the only thing that would really like be a crack I could not cross, or that would send us to marriage therapy so, so, so quickly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I do have strong views about your place Dylan's in the
like,
home.
Well, crap, because...
I mean, if you agree on those things, then that's fine. But if you disagree on those things,
right.
Then...
No, I don't think it would... I don't necessarily care what you politically believe. Like, I think... Like, I don't know. Like, I think... I don't care what you believe in as long as you're, like, most loyal to me.
I think at the end of the day, it comes down to how you treat each other, right?
Does that sound bad? Does that sound controlling? Like, I just want you to be more loyal to me than you are to, like, a political party or a religion.
I think that
or
that's
like,
a normal... I think that's a fine expectation to have, yeah.
I don't want you to, like... I just don't care what you believe as long as we're, like, at the top of the pyramid, like
You
us.
Should be putting each other... The tippy top.
I don't need you to like worship me or like do whatever I say. I just don't want it to be like, well, if you believe differently, you're out. Or if you don't have all the same thought, like perspectives as I do, then we're not going to work. Like,
it's like, I don't know. Elizabeth kind of sounds like she wants to be married to somebody that's just like her. No, she said she just wants to share the same core beliefs. I can see how that would be hard, but also literally there's no two of the exact same people. And couples are going to disagree on everything.
Right.
And when you agree to marry somebody, you agree to marry who they're going to become too, because nobody stays the same. Everybody changes and grows and evolves throughout their life.
I feel like when we got married, we were kind of like the same person. And then as we got older and had been married for a while, I feel like you and I started changing. And that was like disconcerting a little bit. Like, we felt like we weren't the same anymore. Uh-huh. And then you, like, our big thing was when you decided to not go to the church we always went to together. Uh-huh. And I didn't know where I stood on that until you were like, I don't want to go anymore. And you were afraid I would not want to be with you anymore. And like, I heard the words come out of my mouth, well, I love you more than I love our church. And I don't know if maybe you guys need a moment. Like, we had never like been different in something. Like, we grew up in the same church. We grew up in the same culture. We went to basically the same school. We had very similar families. Like, everything about us was like on par. Mm-hmm. So we didn't really know how we would react to a big change until we had one. And it had to be like, well, what do you love more? Like your political party or your partner? Or like, what do you love more? What you believe, like how you see eternity, like religiously, or just being with your partner? Like, what do you care about more? And like, I think we learned that we just cared about, like, it didn't matter to me what you believed. Like, I literally didn't care. I was like, why would I ever care about that? Mm-hmm. As long as we're like I choose you before I choose loyalty to anything else.
Yeah, that meant a lot to me.
So I don't know, like, Elizabeth, I need context. Are you talking religiously, politically?
Like, if Elizabeth's a little more progressive and her husband is like...
It would get annoying for sure.
Like, if you can keep it fun and lighthearted and loving each other first and foremost and then have lively debates while still being respectful, maybe that'd be fun.
If you're like...
But if he's like joining right-wing, you know, QAnon...
Or left-wing, or depending...
I'm just using that as an example if she's a little more progressive and he's more... Like, if he's having some progressive or some conservative ideas, like, debate those, have fun together, live life together, seeing things differently, but coming together despite your differences, that's great. But if he's, like, going off joining fringe groups and doing weird meetups...
Yeah, like...
That could get weird.
If he thinks you're Satan for not... like voting the same as him.
Yeah.
It could get weird or annoying. Like if every time you're like, oh wow, like this is really interesting to me. And he's like, well, that's stupid and dumb. And I hate that.
Yep.
You know, like that could be weird. Are you going to have kids? Like, I don't know. Like it can get weird when you're like, all right, kids, this is what's good in the world. And he's over there being like, that sucks. Like that's the worst.
Yeah.
People can get really,
you basically
politics can become as deep as religion.
I know. Yeah. So it's kind of like you need to have a sit down, define where your boundaries are,
mm-hmm.
and see if you can work within those together. And if you can't, then it sounds like, I don't know, it's like it's a pretty hard situation to stay in long term. But if you can, and this is what most couples have to do in one area or another, find ways to compromise.
Right.
Then you do it. And build a life together and try to meet at least 80% of your needs.
Right. Like, I know what, like, just sends me over the edge and bugs me to no end. And Dallin is not those things.
Nice.
Do things about Dallin bother me? Yes.
Oh.
Like, but, like, they're not those. That's not. Right. Like, obviously, like, I bug him and he bugs me. But it's not, like, my core, like, things where I'm like, I cannot be in a room with someone who is like this. Dallin is not those things.
Yep.
He's incredible.
Nice.
And amazing.
Uh-huh.
The answer to every dream I've ever had.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Likewise.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks. So, yeah, good luck. Welcome to life. Welcome to being married to another human being with their own brain.
It's the worst.
It's the worst. So have fun with that.
I don't think they're married.
Oh,
I mean, think if me and you, you and I had dated for 5 years, we would not still be together.
Yeah.
I think there were a good few times where like the fact that we were married just kept us together.
Yeah, probably. All right. Next email.
Well, hope that that's going to change the world. That commentary.
Definitely. It will. This is that one email that this lady said was really nice. Okay, this guy's job is hurting their relationship. Hey, Dallin, Ashley, my name is...
Fake name here. Ooh.
Fake name here.
Kennedy. Dallin always names fake girls Kennedy.
Do I?
Your fake emails. When we were wedding.
That was Kenzie Kent.
Kenzie
Kent.
I learned all the names Dallin thought were the hottest. When we were wedding photographers, he would make up fake emails to like secret shop other wedding photographers to see what they were charging. And he has Kenzie Kent. What's your other one?
Kenzie Kent. I don't think I made
there
more
was one
than...
like Madison, right? You have more than one.
I don't remember any other ones.
They were really cute names.
Really?
Yeah.
Anyways.
Fantasy girl
names. My name is Kenzie Kent.
This is Kenzie Kent.
I love your vlogs and podcasts. They feel therapeutic to me, and I really wanted to send you my issue and hear what you had to say.
Okay.
I met my now fiance in the city we're both living in, which is the city of my dreams. Like Ashley recently said about Utah, even though I didn't grow up there. Oh, this is a little old.
Is Utah the city of my dreams?
No, she didn't grow up like you didn't grow up in Utah. they didn't grow up in the place they're living right now, but it just feels like her home.
Maybe where I live now.
Maybe.
Salt Lake wasn't the city of my dreams.
I feel like I belong there. Unfortunately, 1 year into our relationship, his job offered him lots of money to move to a city we strongly dislike, and he accepted it. I came with him because I love him so much, and we have a good, strong relationship. Oh, and we found out I was pregnant.
No.
Fast forward to now.
We love being pregnant, but it's just hard when you move, and then you have no one, and you're just a lonely pregnant. That was me.
Pregnancy and raising kids is not a job designed to be done alone.
You need to have a friend when you're pregnant.
Yeah.
Everyone needs a friend when they're pregnant.
Fast forward to now, we have an absolutely perfect 9-month-old baby boy, and we are engaged and planning our wedding.
Fun.
I have a job in childcare.
At a childcare
center. So I can
center.
Take my son with me to work
that's
every day.
That's the dream.
That is so nice.
That was always my dream. I was like, I can't leave my baby.
She says, that's all great, but I hate this town so much. And I want to move back so bad. He agrees with me and wants to move back too. He is working 90 plus hours a week.
That's not good.
I didn't even know it was possible for a person to work that much. He manages a Cafe Rio.
Oh, are you in Utah?
Are you guys here?
Utah, Arizona, Idaho.
Yeah.
Look up. This is a picture of them at a cornfield.
Oh, cool.
I can name the pumpkin patch if it's one I've been to.
Yeah.
I know the shiz out of pumpkin patches in the Utah area.
You can't, you really?
You can't. There's too much
that
boca.
Shrubbery looks like.
But your baby's so cute.
Draper, Utah. No. He manages a Cafe Rio, and his job sucks. They take advantage of him and overwork him. I feel selfish every time I complain about his job.
Restaurant
because
managers,
obviously it's harder on him than it is on me, but I don't think he sees how much it affects me. First of all, he's miserable and that affects me. Oh man, that's hard.
It's just hard.
Yeah. She works full-time too. Man, that's a lot. So anyways, she needs help too, and she can't even ask him to help when he's home because he's too tired to do anything. And I also just want him to spend more time with me and our son. And I feel like he's missing all these amazing milestones, like our baby's growing and learning every day, and he's not around to witness it. I have no friends or family here, and he's never home, so I'm so lonely. He always says, I'm making enough money so we can have whatever we want and give our son a good life. But I would rather have him around and happy and live in the place we both want to live in.
She says, whenever I mention him quitting and getting a better job, he says, I couldn't do that to my boss. And she says what I would say and be like, who the H cares about your boss?
Yeah.
I'd be like, care about me more than your boss.
Yeah.
That's what I would say. It would really bug me. I get it.
She says, but he sure can do this to me and my son every day.
Oh, she said it.
Yeah.
I didn't read that part.
I always tell him this is, he always tells me this is temporary, but there's no end in sight. I would be fine staying here longer if I knew we were making a plan to get out of here. And we're actually working
so
towards
much.
It.
Dallin hated planning. And I was like,
plans help so much. They give your brain a roadmap for to not be anxious.
I need to know that this is not forever for me.
Yeah, it doesn't help that postpartum depression hit me hard in the middle of all this. I feel guilty and selfish complaining about his job, but I have told him how I feel, and I just don't know what to do. I love you guys, and I hope you choose my email. Here's my cute baby.
Gosh, I feel stressed for you because this sounds like a letter I wrote. I never wrote this letter, but it feels like we could have written this letter.
Yeah.
You know?
Uh-huh.
Not like all of it. I think you just want him to care about you. You just want him to not be like, well, that would hurt my boss's feelings. You just want him to be like, I see you and I see that this is so hard and it's important for me that you are happy. And, you know, like, if I can get, like, if I can get most of what I need to be happy with you and with a job somewhere else that would make you feel like you're not, like, sinking into a pit of despair and loneliness. You just want him to like see you and care more about your feelings than his boss. And
I see. Yeah. Sorry.
That would really make me. I would be like, what do you mean you can't do that to your boss? Who cares? Like, well, he'll find another worker.
I see where he's coming from too. Just to see where he's coming from, because he's been told his whole life that he needs to be a provider for his family, get a good job. He has his degree and now he's got a full-time job being a manager. And that makes him look good when he tells people what he does. And he is making, it sounds like, pretty good money for the family. And he's been told that his wife will be the, like, you know, the, like, provide, like, nurturing the children while he's off at work.
I don't know if he's been told that. I don't.
I'm assuming that he's been told that from his upbringing, and that's kind of the traditional thing. And so he is facing a crossroads between his wife that's really struggling at home while he's working super hard, and being the one that's providing for his family, working so hard. And I see where he's coming from too.
I don't think he needs to like get up and quit. I just think it would mean a lot to her if he was like, I hear you. I need to have a job that helps our family feel secure, but I know that you're miserable and I like hear what your hopes, dreams, and wishes are. And I'm going to start looking. Like, I'm just going to start looking. And if something comes up and it looks great and it works for both of us and it will make both of us happier, mm-hmm. or like maybe I'm neutral, but it will make you so much happier. Mm-hmm. Like, then I'm so willing to do that. Like, let's start looking. Let's start like putting feelers out there. Cause I think it might just be like, feel like a stone wall where she's kind of stuck and kind of like has no control over what her life is and how much she gets to see her husband or like anything, because he's like not, there's no hope for change if he's not even just like, well, let's start looking and see what happens. Like maybe something will show up, and if it does, we can jump on it. I think that would mean a lot. And it would like give her kind of like this, like, it's not forever. I know it's not forever because we're looking and chances are something will come up. And you know, like even if it's just a job in our town, the same place we're in that is better and he has better working hours where it's not 90 hours a week. Like maybe there's a job in our town that he would love. Like they don't have to like just live in this unknown, like this is the only option. We'll always have to do this because it's the job we have.
Yep.
I think that would go a long way if he was just like, let's start looking. Like maybe there's something better. Maybe there's something that will work better for us. Maybe it's here and it sucks here, I know, but at least there would be something that pays the same and I don't work 90 hours a week and I'm not on call like managing this restaurant that's understaffed. Ugh, and I have to be there all the time.
Sucks so much. You just always got to show up for all your lazy workers who don't show up.
They're not all lazy.
What?
I'm going to censor you here. They're not all lazy.
I know I'm generalizing, they don't, but it's just, I like worked in restaurants. Managing.
A lot of people don't show up on a whim and then the manager has to.
No, stay. I worked there too. That's why I said this. I used to be one of those workers that didn't show up sometimes. And managers are like,
what you say.
Managers are like, now I got to find somebody to cover your shift, or I got to go do that role in addition to all this other crap I got to work on.
Right. Like I literally quit one day. I was like, I can't come in. I quit. I'm never coming
and
in.
They're
again.
Like, dang it.
Yeah. And we didn't read it, but she said her husband has a degree in like science. Like there's other jobs he could get. Like maybe
I
think he just needs to start looking. Like they could do it together. Well, have
just
date night.
That saying that I couldn't do that to my boss. That
would really irk me.
And, you need to write that one. You need to write that wrong real quick.
Cry about that one in my bedroom at night when you were gone.
Yeah, for sure. Anyways, this email is 2 years old. So 1.5 years old. So I'd really love it if there was an update.
I really hope you still listen to Kenzie our podcast Kent. Because I'm sorry.
You know who you are. Please send us an update email.
We didn't do podcasts for a long time. We took a break when Violet was born. We haven't been ignoring you. Yeah. I need you to know that.
Yeah. So hopefully I would love an update. Okay. Well, that was fun answering some emails. You guys send more. I guess we still haven't told people the right email to send it to.
Yeah. Coming up, Dallin and I are going to go on a little trip. Wait, that's my
what email
voice.
Are you going to send questions to? Should we just collect these on Instagram or something?
It's no, it can still be the same one. I just think it's a terrible
taking
email.
Taking sides?
No. I-H-P-S-T.
I-S-N-H-S-T. I-S-N-H-S-T. Podcast.
My brain will never remember that.
What should it be? That is, I can make a new one.
No, it's fine. I'm just
confusing
I just
people.
Know there's people out there who have my brain.
It's in the notes of the podcast too if you want to just copy and paste it.
Your brain is different than mine. Your brain can hear that and be like, oh man, I'll know that forever.
Yeah.
That makes so much sense, like how you memorize credit card numbers.
We should just make a new one called Dallin and Ashley's Current Podcast at gmail.com.
I will never remember that. It's like our P.O. Box. People are always messaging, what's your P.O. Box? I still have no idea.
P.O. Box 237.
I don't understand how there's not a street name. That's what I don't get.
For P.O. Boxes?
I guess every P.O. Box has a different zip.
No, there's one.
No, like every post office, there's only one post office per zip code. Is that what it is?
It's the Washington, Utah post office.
But like in the world.
P.O. Box 237, Washington, Utah 84780.
In America, there's only one post office per zip code. So the mail
maybe
person.
Not zip code, but.
Well, how would the mail person know? If it's just a P.O. Box number.
You put the town and the zip code of the post office.
Every town only has one post office.
84780.
So every town only has one post office.
Just look this up right now. Fact checking on the run. Does every town only have one post office. Post office. Does every U.S. town have a post office?
The Postal Service serves 163 million addresses in the country.
What city has the most helpful office? There are six cities with the most post offices. So, I mean, Washington only has one. You just got to know the address of the post office.
How does the mail person know?
Like New York, there's all sorts of different zip codes in New York. You would just put the right zip code for the post office.
I can't think about the mail. It stresses me out.
I don't know how they sort it, but they manage to not lose a lot of stuff. So they do something. Yeah, that's for sure. They really do something to sort it.
They can even find our house, which doesn't even show up on Google Maps. Yeah,
they find it. Well, they struggled to find it.
They find it, though.
They eventually get there.
Sorry. Dallin doesn't let me ever touch any part of him while we're podcasting.
No, you just put your foot on my chair and I slowly roll away from the microphone.
Dallin.
Like, before you know it, I'm back here.
Sorry, my leg brushed your leg.
It was not brushing. Okay, so send it to ISNHSTpodcast.
Just say it slow one time for them.
ISNHST. The beginning letter of I should not have said that.
In my mind, I'm like, I-I-S should. I think it's because it's a sh and not a s. And then it's a v and not a t.
Send in any thoughts, questions, things you want us to discuss. Love to hear from you.
If you're bored, you can send us topics of discussion.
Send us an outline for our next podcast.
Tell us how to make this a better podcast. Great.
I think on Spotify, you can also, there's like prompt box. Answer questions there. Or I can
ask you questions. See anything weird in the local news of your town? Those are my favorite news stories.
Mm-hmm. Weird, funny news.
We lived in a town once. It's the best news story I've ever read, where the high school was the Farmington Phoenixes. And the mothers of that town were in an uproar because when the children would cheer for the Phoenixes, it sounded like they were cheering for the penises. And they wrote a whole article about it. And I read it 100 times and it's saved on my phone because it's the best article I've ever read.
Such a Utah article.
So I think that would bother a lot of parents across the nation.
Yeah, probably. I don't know. I think it's hilarious.
I don't think high school students, and I met a girl who went to high school there. One of our babysitters, and she was like, we did that on purpose.
That's awesome.
We wanted it to sound like we were yelling penises.
That's so funny. We're going to Vegas.
Dallin is taking me on a curated trip to Vegas. He has planned everything because Vegas scares me and I hate it because it's full of people who are... The strip is full of people who are just...
Some of them.
They're living on a different level.
Others are just lovely tourists like us having a night on the town.
There's not a lot of people like me there because I'm kind of a prude. I don't think it attracts a lot of people like me who are like, I love reading books and I hate gambling and alcohol. I don't think a lot of me's go there.
Maybe, probably not the place where people like you's thrive.
Yeah, and like I'm scared.
But we're going to go because it's the closest shopping mall to us.
Yes.
And we want to find some clothes for family photos.
There's an Anthropology.
Love Anthropology.
I bought my first article of clothing from Anthropology. Previous to last 6 months ago when we went, I had only ever walked in there and dreamed about buying something from Anthropology because it's so beautiful. It's like walking into heaven and buying the things that angels make that are just, they're beautiful.
And a little quirky.
A little quirky and like ethereal.
Yeah.
So we went in there.
Effervescent.
Yes.
Ephemeral.
Episcopal.
Episcopalian. Real Episcopalian vibes in there. But we love that place. And another place in the fashion show mall. It's a sweet mall.
It's great.
Got a Hollister there. Got to pick up some more polo shirts.
I don't like it. It's too busy for me. There's definitely,
there you go,
there's definitely a stomach virus traveling through that land.
Yeah, and we're going to stay at the Aria. Mm-hmm. Super excited about that.
Dallin's favorite hotel. He goes there sometimes by himself.
I've only stayed there once and it was not by myself. Would I love to go more often?
Dallin's like, would you mind if I went to Vegas and just hung out there? I just want to go like play blackjack and eat at a restaurant.
That's like my dream two nights. I would love that.
By yourself? I would be terrified. I wouldn't leave my hotel room. I would bar it shut with chairs so I could hear murderers if they tried to enter. And I wouldn't know what to do with myself. I've stayed at a hotel one time alone.
You've watched too much CSI.
I have. I know what can happen. I'm informed.
I live in blissful ignorance.
I hate being alone. I need a friend. I need to be there with a friend or else I have no bravery. And I just don't know what to do.
Well, you're
going to
be there with me. We're going to have a blast.
What if I forget my room number and I can't get back to my room?
Text me. You have a phone.
You don't.
I'll write it on
your
own.
You're not going to know my room number if you're not there with me.
Oh, Well, send it to me once you know it. I don't know.
I will never go. I will never go to Vegas alone.
Log into the MGM Life app and it's right there. It's so easy.
I never download the apps. I hate them.
I would do it for you.
There's never service in Vegas.
Your brain gives you so many things to stress about.
My brain keeps me safe and happy.
Yeah, of course it does.
You give me
a little too safe.
You give me a 1/3 acre of land and a fruit tree and I'm happy for my life.
So we are going to go shopping. We're going to go to Din Tai Fung for dinner.
Everyone says we need to go there.
After that, we're going to go to Posh Burger. And then after that, we're going to go to Gordon Ramsay.
Are we
Burger.
Really?
No, I'm just kidding.
Dallin's planning this. And Dallin always plans like 1,000 things for a 2-hour period.
We were going to go see Cirque du Soleil, but then we just decided we want to take our time doing the other two things, mm-hmm. Din Tai Fung in the mall.
Right.
And then we just want to relax as parents without kids for a little bit in our hotel room and just vibe in the hotel room. And
you know what would be so there. Great and perfect? If the next season of Outlander came out.
That'd be fun.
Wouldn't that be the grass?
Then you could fantasize about Jamie.
I don't fantasize about
I'm
him.
I'm laying next to you.
I don't. I love their love for each other. I don't want his love for me.
I know. I understand.
No, you don't.
I get it.
Because you only ever fantasize about women on TV.
I fantasize about Jamie.
No, you don't. Claire, probably.
No.
No? She doesn't do it for you?
Nope.
Why? Because she has brown hair like me.
It's,
do you hate me?
Oh my gosh. It's like in the...
Is it because she's a healer?
Yeah.
Do you not believe so in the healing arts? Oh my God. It's because she travels time.
Claire's just a little, I don't know.
She too much
old.
For you?
A little older. She's not...
I don't think she's that old in real life. She started out the show 26 and then suddenly she's 56. And it's only had 6 seasons.
She's not my... Not my type, I guess.
You don't like older women? What happens when I get older?
I'll be older too.
Dallin.
Give me anything. I have a good comeback for it.
No, I don't know. You always make me uncomfortable when you tell me I'm just lusting after Jamie.
Oh.
Then I never want to watch it with you because you just watch me every time Jamie comes on the screen to make sure I'm not lusting after him. You like that scene,
no,
Ash? How do you feel about that scene?
Joking about it. I don't think you're actually lusting. I mean, I wouldn't blame you if you were. He's a manly man. Sexy. He's a sexy man.
I wouldn't know.
Yeah, you would.
No. I just love that Claire loves him.
You don't have to lie.
Listen, the only men of my heart are Zac Efron and mostly him.
Okay.
He's the only one. When we first got married, I had to stop watching shows with him in it because I felt like I wasn't loyal to you. Now I don't care, but
yeah,
maybe Nick Jonas. It's just all the boys who, like, when I was 14, I was like, they like, I felt like attracted to a boy for the first time ever. It was like with those guys. Those are the ones who, like, now I can't handle them to this day still because I just remember how my like 14-year-old heart.
They're the first ones to give you warm tinglies.
They were, yeah. Zac Efron. They're the ones I named my phone after, Zac Efron and Nick Jonas.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Anyways.
Well, that's what we're going to do in Vegas. We'll report back. Mm-hmm. Maybe we'll podcast in Vegas.
One Direction, too. Oh,
you love those guys.
Sweet young men. What is Meredith
Those
say?
Handsome boys.
Oh, okay, God. Stop it. I'm saying embarrassing things now.
All right. See you guys.